This is the Australia Report with CEO of the New South Wales Jewish Board of Deputies, Vic Aladef. Good day, mate.
Vic Aladef, a very good morning to you. How are you?
Good morning, Howard. Very good to talk to you. Well, thank you.
Good, good, good. Apologies, we did have some technical challenges there just for a moment. All right, a strange story as our first one, reclaiming the swastika.
So this is a strange story, but an important one nevertheless. I'm sure many listeners would be aware, some might not be, that the swastika has a 20,000-year history. And for 20,000 years, the swastika has been a symbol of peace and growth and new beginnings for the Hindu and Buddhist people. And what I have learned in recent days is that people in India, when they send out wedding invitations, the swastika is there. And it's, as I say, it's a symbol of peace and new beginnings. And it was hijacked, abused, appropriated by Nazi Germany, as we know, and they twisted it slightly so that the way Nazi Germany represented it, the point of one of the sevens, one of the legs of the, is actually pointing most north, and so they just basically turned it around on its axis. And so what has happened in recent days, and currently, I was approached by the Sydney Dance Company, and for their first productions of 2020 because of COVID, one of the dances was choreographed by a Hindu Indian dance choreographer.
Right.
And the story about it is he wants to reclaim the message of what the swastika is, was and is really about, which is a symbol of peace. And a member of the board of the dance company, happens to be Jewish, was concerned that there could be a backlash from the Jewish community. What's this all about? And so they very responsibly and sensibly came to me to ask for advice, should they even cancel this dance? And I said, and I thought about it, and I said, definitely do not cancel the dance. Let's use this for an educational, as an educational vehicle. And before the dance, the choreographer speaks on video to the whole audience and explains why he's doing it, what his rationale is. So my suggestion was, and I said that I will write it for you, to insert two paragraphs into his text, into his narrative, and into the printed program which goes with the tickets, etc., to explain how Nazi Germany hijacked the Holocaust, hijacked the swastika, and so that it now is, as well as the symbol of peace for Hindu and Buddha people, it also represents the genocide of 6 million Jews. 27,000 Australians lost their lives fighting the swastika in World War II, etc., etc. And so they absolutely took that advice on board. That was done. And so the production is underway as we speak. It's got another week to run or so. And it's being done exactly as I've just outlined, so sensitively handled, responsibly handled, and with a strong educational...
Well, I was just going to say, what it does... It's brilliant because what it does is it contextualizes it. It gives it a history, and it actually educates us at the same time. Because I think that's one of the failings of our world is we're so quick to react, but without any form of knowledge or education, we just respond to the emotional side. Whereas here, you're explaining it and actually dealing with the context. I'd love to hear from our listeners on it on 34519. Would it make you uncomfortable or not? It certainly wouldn't make me uncomfortable, and I think that is tremendous and such a fascinating and important lesson, actually, in terms of how to deal with things like this in terms of historical context.
Exactly right, because it's very easy to say ban it, scrap it, and, you know, and put it away, and we don't want to know about it. But, you know, but who benefits from that?
Absolutely right. Germany apologizes for snubbing William Cooper. Tell us about this.
Also interesting. So William Cooper, we've mentioned him on this program before. He was something called the Australian Aboriginal League.
Ah, yes, of course you've spoken about. I was trying to remember where I knew the name.
Yes. And so when Kristallnacht happened, November 19, 1938, he led a protest march to the German consulate in Melbourne. and with a letter of protest against what is happening to the Jews of Germany and Austria on the other side of the world. And what was doubly significant about that, apart from the fact that the rest of the world said nothing, 1938 was a time when Aboriginal people were not even regarded as people in this country and by this country. And yet he and his colleagues cared enough about what was happening about another people on the other side of the world. And what happened very quickly with that protest was that the German consulate closed their doors, refused to accept him or his letter of protest, and he left the letter of protest on the steps outside. All these years later, two things. One is, a couple of years ago, there was a reenactment of that letter of protest and march in Melbourne, and this time the German consulate opened their doors. It's symbolic, obviously, and welcomed the grandson of William Cooper, who led this symbolic protest march. But what is happening just in the last couple of days is that the German government itself, through Dr. Felix Klein, who was appointed by the German government in 2017 to be its commissar on anti-Semitism, on combating anti-Semitism in that country today, the German government has formally apologized for not accepting William Cooper's protest 82 years ago. So it's all symbolic, but symbolism is important.
Absolutely.
And it sends a very powerful message about what happened then and about the importance now of making statements about words and anti-Semitism and everything that's going on. So very powerful symbol, and credit to the German government for, again, owning what took place and acting very responsibly right now.
Absolutely. And finally, a Jewish swimmer sets a world record. I love Jewish sports stories. They are so rare.
Well, they are. But a brief one, Matthew Levy, and he's a Paralympian. And just last week at the Australian Swimming Championships, and Matthew Levy, who's a Paralympian, he was born with cerebral palsy, with impaired vision, and he broke two world records in the individual medley and in breaststroke, winning gold for both, etc. So, as you rightly say, it's not often that Jewish athletes are winning gold. But here Matthew Levy did in the swimming pool at the Paralympic Games here in Sydney.
Absolutely amazing. Vic Aladef, this is where I love and leave you. I'll only be back in January. I'm going away later this week. Kathy Kaler will be taking over the show from Thursday, so you'll be chatting to her next week. Wishing you a wonderful Hanukkah and all the best for the new year. I look forward to chatting to you then.
And you too, Howard. Have a happy Hanukkah and have a good and well-earned break.
Thanks.